This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Former U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is about to speak publicly for the first time on the Russia collusion investigation he conducted, a probe that lasted nearly 2 years. It'll happen at the Justice Department, and we're told Mueller will take no questions. There has been criticism that U.S. Attorney General William Barr has mischaracterized the findings of the Mueller report in ways that are overly favorable to U.S. President Donald Trump. One of the critics is Mueller himself, which he made known in a letter to Barr, which found its way into the media. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says Iran was almost certainly responsible for attacks earlier this month on oil tankers off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. And he claimed there was no reason for Tehran to back out of its six-power nuclear agreement, except to pursue atomic weapons. The United States abandoned that treaty a year ago. Bolton also laid a new charge on Tehran's doorstep. Here's AP's Charles Ledesma with that report.
Bolton's remarks made in the Emirati capital of Abu Dhabi mark the first time anyone has alleged that Yanbu was targeted during the ongoing Persian Gulf crisis. Yanbu is the terminus, the final point, of Saudi Arabia's east-west oil pipeline. That pipeline was recently targeted by Yemen's Houthi rebels in a coordinated drone attack. Bolton said he suspected Iran was behind the failed attack, but did not elaborate. Officials in Saudi Arabia could not be immediately reached for comment. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Sudan's capital, Khartoum, is in the midst of a two-day strike to dramatize a popular demand for an end to the country's military rule. An alliance of unions, professional organizations, and political parties is calling on Sudan's military junta to transfer power to a civilian government. The generals took over in April following the ouster of longtime President Omar al-Bashir after months of street protests. Many international flights to Sudan have been canceled as aviation employees threatened to strike. This is VOA News. It is hurricane season here in the United States, and already it has been a rough one, leaving wide paths of destruction. More from AP correspondent Matt Small.
Over the last 2 weeks, a mix of warm, moist air from the southeast and persistent cold from the Rockies have clashed and stalled over the Midwest, spawning an unusual surge in tornadoes. On Monday, the U.S. tied its current record of 11 consecutive days with at least 8 tornadoes confirmed on each of those days. The last time that happened was back in 1980. At last word, the National Weather Service already received at least 27 more reports of tornadoes yesterday, suggesting that the record for consecutive days may be broken once the official totals are in. Matt Small, Washington.
The United States has walked out of the Conference on Disarmament in Geneva. It was in protest to Venezuela assuming the rotating presidency of the United Nations Forum. The U.S. ambassador at the conference, Robert Wood, says the socialist regime of Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro is dead and that self-styled interim president Juan Guaido should name his representative to be seated in Geneva. VOA diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain has more.
The United States and more than 50 other countries have recognized Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate interim leader. But Maduro retains control of state functions, has support of the country's top military leaders, and is backed by Russia, Cuba, Iran, and China. Venezuela's disarmament ambassador, Jorge Valero, blasted the U.S. walkout.
Today, the anti-diplomatic and disrespectful gesture of abandoning the chamber, which was interpreted by most of the diplomats as not only a disrespectful sign to the presidency, but also to the ambassadors and diplomats present.
That report was filed by VOA diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain. It is a first here in the United States. A state government has taken a drug company to court, trying to make the case it owns some of the blame for the opioid crisis. The state is Oklahoma. The company is Johnson & Johnson, which Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter says has been motivated by greed.
In their zeal to provide a magic drug, they ignored centuries of experience, well-documented scientific histories of deadly addiction epidemics, and embarked on a cynical, deceitful, multi-million-dollar brainwashing campaign to establish opioid analgesics as the magic drug.
Chinese telecom giant Huawei is challenging the constitutionality of a U.S. law that limits its equipment sales in this country. It is going into a U.S. federal court in Texas to do it. The company's chief legal officer is asking the court to decide whether it is being wrongfully barred from selling its products to the American government and its contractors. Gene Randall, VOA News.